Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to BreakingNewsShow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. Canadians taking a chill pill on U.S. travel. What Canadians are doing and saying in response to Trump tariff threats. Canada and the United States of America have long been allies, until now, until the Trump administration took office and threatened tariffs after Canada scoffed at his attempts to name their country the 51st state of the U.S. Some are blaming the current monetary rate of exchange as the reason behind the travel cancellations. However, the Canadian dollar has been worth less than the American dollar since 2014, and has continued to decline since then. Therefore, concluding that the value of the loonie to the U.S. dollar is not the likely reason behind cancellations of trips that were already made, nor trips that are normally taken but are no longer on the Canadian travel agenda. According to the U.S. Travel Association, if Canada travel to America achieves a 10% reduction, this would translate into 2 million less Canada-USA tourists, which would result in 14,000 job losses and lost spending in the amount of $2.1 billion. From the mouths of Canadians themselves, listen to the reason why Canada-US travel is taking a deep plunge. Toronto singer Amanda Rayome was invited to perform in April at a concert at the Millennium Stage at the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts in Washington, D.C. In a report by The Star, she informed the venue she will not be able to honor her commitment due to recent changes within the organization imposed by President Trump, including his takeover of the center and declarations that there are only two biological genders and any diversity is illegal and immoral. Rayome was quoted as saying, "We don't have the same politics and values, let's put it that way. For me to travel across the border into the U.S. I'm a queer, meatus person, those two things alone, Trump's already proven in so many overt and covert ways that I'm sure he wouldn't be receptive." What Canadians themselves are saying. Says Douglas Proudfoot, Dit Scott at DS Proudfoot, first addressing how Canada spells versus the U.S. travelers, not travelers. And cancelled, not cancelled. But yeah, not going there. Carlo Tharney said to the Post, his family has swapped their April vacation from New York City to the Bahamas. We're mad as hell, and we're not going to take it anymore. For the Tharney family, the U.S. is wiped off the map for the next 4 years as far as travel is concerned. Tour operator reports alarming cancellations. Christine Geary, the owner of Maple Leaf Tours, which has been a family-run business for over 30 years and sells packaged group travel, told the Post she is estimating 40% cancellations to the U.S., representing hundreds of thousands of lost dollars for her company alone. She stated, "It's taken a turn for the worse across the industry. I've never seen this. Airlines are listening." WestJet has said they are considering slashing their U.S. flights this spring by around 25%. All because the demand for air travel to America has been consistently sliding downward with the new U.S. presidential administration. The top five states that will likely be in the immediate line of cancellation fire are California, Nevada, Texas, Florida, and New York, Canadians' most favorite U.S. states to visit. Even by vehicle, the number of cars returning from the U.S. back into Canada has decreased since January by around 15,000. The last time there was such a significant drop was when COVID reared its ugly head. What half of America thinks. Less than 2 months into office, even Trump supporters are regretting their vote for the current U.S. president. Two hashtags are currently dominating Donald's decisions, statements, and actions so far. Hashtag #ImageArrogates. All I can say is I was a dumbass voting for Trump only because of my beliefs. People around me encouraged it. I can think for myself, yes, but I thought at the time that was the better choice. Now I'm looking at it, with everything going on, is the worst decision I ever made. I totally regret this. I shouldn't have voted at all. MAGA Cult Slayer. BF Hoodrich posted this social media video that summarizes so many Trump vote regrets. At IONX hashtag #ImageArrogates. Hashtag #BoycottUSA. How sad for Americans to see a growing hashtag of #BoycottUSA. Perhaps Troy's voice, a social media poster from Australia, sums it up best of all. In case you don't hear it on Twitter or in the mainstream media, there is a huge movement right now, across the world, to boycott things made in the USA. It's mainly on TikTok. Here are some of my motivations for joining it. Let me clarify, my decision to join the worldwide boycott of things made in the USA does not reflect my feelings towards the people of the USA, but rather my feelings against the government of the USA. I have read many comments from citizens from within the USA itself understanding the boycott, encouraging it, even joining it. It's their voices that I want to amplify because ultimately, victory will come from the American people yourselves. And if you voted for Donald Trump or did not vote at all, those facts do not matter. What matters now are our actions now, and those actions can include joining those of us who want to resist through peaceful means, just peaceful means, the aberrant acts of the USA government and, increasingly, the abhorrent acts of the USA government. And if you voted for Donald Trump as some sort of messiah, but you're now having niggling doubts, then continue to explore those doubts, and consider seriously our view that Donald Trump is a false messiah. But if you are a MAGA American through and through, then I know that you do not care what I have to say. And finally, we reach common ground, because my capacity to hear from MAGA America is spent, it's exhausted. I have become overloaded by Donald Trump's deflections, his misdirections, his manipulations, his falsehoods, and false prophecies. So let us part ways now with as much kindness to each other as we can muster. Have your say, but please have it somewhere else. Take care of yourselves, as I know you will, while the rest of us take care of each other. U.S. President Trump makes Canadians vacation in Mexico no tariff. Canada's Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, is asking fellow Canadians to avoid vacationing in the United States. Others say Mexico is warm and beautiful and a to-go destination for Canadian holiday seekers. This anti-tourism verbiage responded to a 25% tariff forced upon Canada by U.S. President Donald Trump. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes of BreakingNewsShow.com.